Well, good morning.
Good morning.
You're a good-looking group. Is everybody awake?
Yeah.
Is everybody? Let me try that again. Is everybody awake?
Yes.
Okay. At least we start off well, and it may degrade after that, but we'll see how things go. I want to apologize up front. Maybe not really, but I'm going to say it anyway. I'm the chaplain for the battalion. And I'd like to apologize for where we're at right now, but I won't. I was saying to Brenda coming over this morning, I wonder if I'll be welcome here this morning. But it's good to be here. A few of us were reminiscing prior to our meeting here this morning, and we were going back all the way back to the days of Gatchel Gospel Chapel. And I have fond memories of that. And when I'm here looking out over this group of people, it brings much joy to my heart because the Lord's people, the fellowship that began so many years ago, continues here this morning. And the Lord has been faithful for sure. I'd like you to turn in your Bibles, please, to the book of Titus. The book of Titus. Titus is a young man that spent a significant amount of time with the Apostle Paul and many others. There was Luke was there, Tychicus, Trophimus, Epaphroditus. Men like this were there. And Titus was one of them. Titus spent a little bit of time in Corinth. It would seem in my research that Titus was a bit more of a straightforward individual. Unlike maybe Timothy or Luke, who were maybe more sensitive, and Dean and I were sharing this morning that neither one of us likes confrontation, neither one of us likes debate, and Timothy and Luke were maybe like that as well, but Titus not so much. Titus was not afraid to get involved in conversation, and Titus was one that was sent with several others by the Apostle Paul with the letter to 2 Corinthians, to the church at Corinthians, and it was the second letter. And Titus was one that took that letter there, and you can read about that in 2 Corinthians 7 and 8. You'll see his name mentioned many times there. But on this occasion, with this epistle, Paul writes to Titus specifically to encourage him. But you'll see in the very opening verses of Titus, it says in verse 5, "For this reason I left you in Crete." And that's an island, obviously, in the Mediterranean. There were several churches there. And Paul had sent Titus there to address certain issues and to, as he says there, to set in order the things that were lacking and appoint elders in every city as I commanded you. So there was a specific reason why Paul sent Titus to Crete. And so the things that we read about in the epistle to Titus are the things that Titus mentions to these churches, these fellowships on that island, that small island in the Mediterranean. But while he does that and highlights certain things for them, I want us to consider this morning that what he says to them in principle applies to us here this morning. What I want to share with you this morning is I want to talk to you this morning about good works. Now, some people, when they hear those two words put together, good works, they put their hand up right away and say, okay, just stop right there. It's just not important, okay? But when we think about good works, we should not be asking if we as Christians should be thinking about good works. That is not the question that we should be asking. Because when we ask a question like that, is should we be concerned with good works, it leaves room for discussion. It infers that there are some pros and cons. It infers that there might be other options. There are other caveats and aspects of consideration that need to be brought to the table. And when we do that, then we often stray from the principles that are laid down in God's word for us to follow. The question, therefore, is not to be asked if I should be concerned with good works. The question that we should be asking is if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, the question you need to be asking is this: are you engaged in good works? Are you engaged in good works? When you are engaged in good works, you portray a relationship that you have with the Lord Jesus Christ. Remember in John 13, is it 34 and 35, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. And by this, all men will know that you are my disciples if you have love one for another. You cannot love without action. You cannot love without getting involved and ministering to each other. When you are engaged in good works, you are engaged in ministry. And if you know the Lord Jesus Christ as Savior, every one of you should be engaged in ministry, engaged in service. And you remember that John 15, the Lord Jesus speaking to his disciples in that upper room said, without me, you can do what? Nothing. What is the implication of such a statement? It means that you should be doing something, but you do it in his power. And without him, you can do nothing. So when you are active in ministry, you are engaged in good works. If you are engaged, you are showing practical acts of worship. You don't do these things because it seems like a good idea. We will see this morning that you are engaged in these activities because of who Christ is and because of what Christ has done for you on the cross. And it is a visible declaration of the faith that you have in Christ himself. I was thinking of the epistle to James. Don't be hearers of the word only, but be doers. Doers. Doers means getting up out of your seat and engaging and doing something. You need to be engaged. And so it's not about if we should be thinking about good works. It's about getting engaged, getting up off the couch, getting up off our chairs, getting up and getting involved. And I'm thankful from what I hear even in the announcements this morning. This is a fellowship that knows what it means to get involved, because that's what's important. Let me read to you just one of the passages that we're going to look at. The book of Titus is the single largest concentration in the Bible referring to good works. Maybe not aware to you, but it is mentioned 6 times. We're going to look at every one of those instances this morning and see how it applies.